you scripted questions.
Sure.
Really. But I mean, the only scripted question I have is like, hey, you ran your own business for a little while. How was that?
It was fun. It was an adventure, to say the least.
Yeah. So I mean, Sunny's Game Lounge, that was how did you even like, how'd that start?
It actually it started January 15th through, and I was really specific, but I went to a convention called PAX South in San Antonio.
I wish I could go to PAX South.
Okay. Oh my God, it's amazing. I go every year now.
Yeah.
But I went there and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Mm.
I had no thoughts of doing like anything like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went there and then they had like all these places where they were holding tournaments and there was like a place where you can just lounge around and play. And I was like, what if you had like all these things in one place?
Yeah, just an area full of tables.
Exactly.
Where people can just play Magic or whatever.
And then like a bunch of consoles that people can play on, a bunch of computers that we can have stuff on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, man, if I can just encompass that into one facility, I think that'd be the most rad thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came back and my dad owns a bunch of properties, right? And so we had this like vacant place, which eventually is what we used.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, what if we turn this place into this game lounge? And he's like, yeah, that sounds really stupid. Because I have like really traditional parents and they value work and hard work and they don't believe that like video games or whatever is like a
real thing.
Is a paying hobby or career.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'll show you. So I like, I brainstormed. I went to the lab, did some note taking. The lab is just my bedroom. It's nothing special. But I cranked out this like 16 page business plan.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. It was amazing. Well, it took like maybe 3 or 4 months because I visited a lot of places. Like I started doing my research.
Mm-hmm.
I found this place in Moore called DZ Comics.
Mm-hmm.
They run some stuff, but it's pretty low key. Like they didn't do it as much as they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, talked to them for a little bit, and then went, like, that's more video game stuff. And then I went to, like, Game HQ for, like, tabletops and stuff like that to learn about how they did that. And then I just started, like, contacting people.
Yeah.
I just started joining Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Oklahoma Melee Scene or Oklahoma Magic the Gathering, you know?
Yeah,
so all these different groups. And I just started posting about it, like, hey, what do you guys think about this? What do you think? What do you guys think? So I just did all this community feedback and I had no idea where to start. Right. Like I've never taken a business course or anything like that. This was just driven by passion alone.
Yeah.
And this was in the midst of me doing all of my forensic studying. And I was like, yeah, dude, it's like when people come to the store and they're like, oh, you know, so, you know, what do you do aside from this? Like, oh, forensic science. I studied forensic science and criminal justice. They're like,
what are you doing?
You like hit a left turn somewhere there, didn't you? It's like, no, man, it's just, I like two, you know, they don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Yeah, exactly.
I can like two different things.
Yeah, like I told you, the one of the previous guests that I had, like she works at some funeral homes in like the Lawton area.
Right.
She does cosplay. I know her through cosplay. Like,
yeah, we all have passions and stuff, you know, so. So when people ask me that, they're like, just, that's so weird. And I was like, it's really not. I was just lucky enough that I can have this come into fruition.
Right, exactly. Your dad owns businesses. It's convenient.
Yeah. And so like we have a space. I don't have to pay rent for this like 8,000 square foot area, you know? And, I'm getting hit with the hardest deja vu in the world right now. I swear that I've been here talking about the game lunch before. Maybe I did something. Maybe I talked about it like a while ago, like 2016 with someone else.
Just a dream.
I know. It's weird, man. I hate when that happens. Have you ever had Vuja Day? It's the experience where something has happened before that you didn't expect. It's like the opposite. It's a terrible joke. I'm sorry. I'll move on.
That's just all of life all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So you get the feeling that this hasn't happened before.
Yes. Always.
Tell me about it.
So how did you like eventually convince your dad that like look, I got my shit together. I can do this.
So, like, the number one thing about it is generating a profit, getting money.
Mm.
And that was the hardest part to kind of deal with. I was like, okay, like, I want to do this, but this obviously has to be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, these tournaments, they make good money. Like, mm-hmm. that's, you have a tournament for a specific game. In most cases, my favorite thing to run was Super Smash Brothers Melee. Mm-hmm. Best game in the world, dude. And so what they would do is they would pay me personally a venue fee. And that's a static fee.
Mm-hmm.
That won't change. And that goes directly to me,
mm-hmm.
in support of me running this and stuff like that. So I can keep doing this. And then they pay an additional fee, and that's the pot. So goes to me, and one goes into this pool of money that mm-hmm. all the other players mm-hmm. place. And so if 10 people pay $5,
mm-hmm.
that's $50 of winnable money.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, I've had these issues that I had to run into in terms of it being considered gambling.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where this is, like a statement or something like that, but games are considered a game of skill and not of chance.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not considered gambling.
Exactly.
But I had to do a lot of legal work to make sure that that's sound, because we pay out cash, you know, and things mm-hmm. like that. And if this has to be like a legitimate business and I have to pay my taxes mm-hmm. and all that, I can report that and things mm-hmm. like that. So it was really interesting to kind of.
And so each tournament had to be played on Final Destination map, not on Brinstar, because those are things.
That's true.
There's
a
difference between a game of skill and a game of chance.
RNG bullshit. We still play Pokemon Stadium, though. I don't understand. I don't know why you nerds keep that stage, but I'm talking to you all, Smash people.
Right, right.
God, so frustrating, dude. So mad. You ever play on Pokemon Stadium and the stage changes on you right when you're in like a sick combo? Oh my God, it's so frustrating. That's a game of chance right there.
Yeah, exactly. That's.
But I mean, other than that, once I got all this, I'm like, hey, this, I can make a ton of money. I know that because the community's behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I have other ventures in terms of, it didn't really work as well as I thought, but I was like, if I had just a bunch of consoles, people can just come in and play like an arcade mm-hmm. for people who don't have those systems or mm-hmm. don't have that particular system.
Yeah, yeah.
People can like rent out time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like a internet cafe.
Sure, sure.
And you could, that, it would be like that when it's not in use for a tournament, but the tournament's mm-hmm. the main thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so all the pieces, and then I sold like food and like a bunch of snacks, right? So like just a bunch of just terrible food for you, chips and candy and Hot Pockets. Like I had the whole shebang.
The whole like great. Nerdy college kid thing, dude. Going. You sell the ramen cups?
The poor man's meals. And it was great. And
did you sell ramen cups though?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, I did. It was chicken beef, and it was just chicken and beef because shrimp's disgusting.
No, why would you want a shrimp flavored thing from a like freeze dried like gross. Package that costs like 30 cents? You don't want 30 cent like shrimp. What are you? Yeah, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Oh, we had some hot and spicy ones though. They were good too.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, through all that stuff, I just put the numbers together. Mm. Did like monthly breakdowns, weekly breakdowns, mm-hmm. managed all my expenses in terms of how much would I spend, did mm-hmm. all these business reports.
Familiar with Excel?
Oh, yeah, I hate Excel. No, I love it. It's great. It's phenomenal. Oh, yeah. It's the most underutilized thing, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah.
I think it could change, like, it can change the game in terms
of any
business. I use
it personally.
It's phenomenal, but it's just so, like, scary to approach because... Mm-hmm.
It's just like this giant.
There's so many
grid,
variables.
You know,
you
what
know?
Do I do?
Right. And once I found all that, I presented it to him, mm-hmm. and he's like, "All right, I mean, I think it's nerdy as shit, but if you believe you could make money the way you're saying you can, I believe it
mm-hmm.
because it, you know, if I think that's true, because all that makes sense in a way." Mm-hmm. So it's like, "Okay, you do have this. They do pay that. You do get money." So we put all that together. within Well, I got the business plan pretty early. It was actually more like around a month, I think. Mm-hmm. And then in March, we started like construction, stuff like that. And construction lasted like 6 or 7 months. It sucked because we had to redo the plumbing and all this stuff. And we just kept, there's small things
that
we just kept.
It was a vacant building.
Right. And we didn't expect it, right? Because I had a budget. Mm. And my budget was so naive. It was like, oh, 50 grand for everything. Mm. It's fine. Mm. It ended up costing like double almost.
Jeez.
And like 40 of it was just construction.
Yeah.
So we had this like, I don't know the length, but it's probably like maybe 150 foot long wall, right? So like, mm-hmm. like kind of there to there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had to be a 2-hour fire rated wall. Because it touched another business. Right. But the reason it, because it was just a wall, but we had to reinforce it mm-hmm. with this weird safety shit.
Technical term.
Yeah, that's how it is. And so we were like, why do we have to do that? Mm-hmm. Because turns out, like, to have something like this, it's not a retail business. It's a business of assembly where people come and they stay. So the risk is much higher than people who come in and out. So because of that, and because of the square footage, I had to install this wall that cost like 10 grand.
Oh, man.
And it's so, if there's a fire, it won't burn through to the other shops or something.
Was there ever a fire?
Never. There was never a fire. There was people who were on fire when they played. Right. There was never an actual fire. And it was
nobody's like, PC just like went up in flames.
It was
overclocking that thing.
No, actually, never mind. The summers it was super hot.
Yeah.
Like the air conditioners could not handle. I had four of them, right?
Dang.
We had four separate meets. My tournaments were just too big. It's a good, bad problem to have.
Yeah.
It's a bad, good problem.
Yeah. Bad problem.
Yeah, it's a good, bad problem to have. And It was rough. There was one tournament, it was Super Bit Wars 4, I think. And it was like the biggest Smash tournament for mm-hmm. me. And I had like 300 plus people attend. And people from Virginia. I had a guy, like semi-pro pro player from Virginia. Yeah. I had one of the best players in the world, mm-hmm. who was the best at a few mm-hmm. From Florida.
Did he play on a Mad Catz controller?
No, Mewtwo King. If you're familiar with any of the, that's the weirdest person. And I didn't realize that, but then like somebody told me he has autism, and that kind of made sense in terms of like his mannerisms. Mm-hmm. But he's still annoying, and it's not to the point where he just did some stuff that really bothered me. Like I woke up and he was in my office and he was eating all of my Ferrero Rocher chocolates. I was like, that's rude. Just
that's
ask.
Shitty.
Just ask. Like, I give it to you. Just ask. Mm-hmm. Also, why are you in my office? Like, that's also another thing. Because I had a futon in there that I slept in.
Right.
Because my turn is going to like four in the morning, four or five in the morning. Yeah. It's like, I got to get up at like 7 or 8. Dude, I'm just going to sleep. There's no point going home. So I just remember there was that one tournament because I let him sleep because I had a couch. I had a whole streaming area. So it's like this, but way smaller and way cheaper. I had a couch in there. And then I just let him stay there because he came from like Texas or Florida. And he's like one of the best players in the world. So I was dude, I'll be like hospitable.
Sure.
And then he was just in my office. He broke in pretty much. I should have locked the door, I guess. And he just woke me up with all of his eating. I was like, dude, this is so rude.
Yeah,
he's like, I was hungry.
Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah.
Get out of here, dude. Give me some privacy.
Also, like, dudes that get, you know, incredibly good at video games are probably those types of people anyways, so.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean.
Still, come on, Jason.
Yeah.
Get your stuff together, Mewtwo King.
My best friend, you know, Zishan. Like, he's got his quirks.
Yeah.
He's kind of an asshole.
He's been to a lot of my tournaments.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he's kind of an asshole, but like, I love the dude.
Exactly.
But yeah, he's the type of dude that gets really good at video games. Like, Who else?
Because, yeah.
What sort of well-rounded person spends hours on end trying to play one video game really well?
Actually, that's not true. Shout out to my boy Yardo. I feel actually terrible. I don't know your real name. But he's the nicest dude I've ever met, man. He's a Smash player. And he's like this great dude with like this really good Christian values, has like a really like him and his wife super nice, and they have like an adorable like infant kid, and they're the nicest people in the world.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, you don't belong here, dude. You're too nice. And he's like the top three in the state here.
Mm.
I'm like, you're so nice. To tie in these two stories, Mewtwo King Jason Zimmerman was there. And he was having controller issues, and we were all like late night playing each other. And Mewtwo King says to Yardo, he's like, "Hey, I like your controller. Let me buy it from you." And then he's like, "What?" Because this is livelihood, right? These things mean a lot to people. And they're like, he's like, "What? What are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, let me buy it for you. It'll be like $50."
What?
And he's like, "Well," he's like, "Please." And Mewtwo King was being super insistent, and it was kind of shitty of him, right?
Sure,
I was like,
sure.
Dude, he has a bag full of controllers.
Right, right.
And he just wants to like procure more. I don't understand it. But he's like, let me buy it. And then, you know, his wife's like, you know, it is like the season of giving or something like that. Something really nice and sweet and wholesome. And he's like, okay. And then he just sold his controller. To this like fiend, and I was like, dude, don't do it. He's a scumbag, dude. He can buy all this stuff. He just won the tournament. He just walked away with like $5,000 in his pocket.
Right.
Let him buy it. Nicest guy. So there's definitely you know, some people on the other side of the not assholey people.
Yeah.
Like I don't. I mean, I'm not afraid of him.
Right.
There's one player. I'll just say his first name, Tim, who's an absolute terrible person. Every time I see him on forums and stuff, who plays fighting games, who's in the fighting game community. Scum of the earth guy, dude.
Yeah,
Every time I see it would be like something normal, and he would just most hateful, mean stuff. And I was like, I'm thinking about like banning him from my store. He doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
But you see all kinds of people, which was really, really fun to witness.
Are the stereotypes true? Like you obviously just talked about like a dude who is like a super nice guy, but
right.
Like, are the stereotypes of like, you know, Cheeto fingers, basement dweller?
Yes. I hate to say it. Yeah, dude. I actively try to find a sponsorship from like Dove or Axe or something or Glade.
So these
big tournaments were stinky.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, all I ask is that you pay me and then you bathe.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Let me get my money and then don't smell bad. Yeah. That's all I need. We get these disgusting people.
Yeah.
People.
No, I mean, I know. I go to anime conventions.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. So, like, yeah, they exist, right? So it's just the worst.
Yeah, I have like a 3-foot aura about them.
Right?
Like,
it's like the kind of people that you got to hang those pine fresh car scented things on them.
We're being a little mean, but like, you should be.
Well, that is the extreme.
Yeah.
So that's the absolute extreme. Of course, there's the other end where you meet like the most gorgeous people that smell like lemons. And it's like, how are you a nerd? You know?
Yeah.
You're too like handsome. You're too beautiful to be like, you're like the nicest person I've ever met. And I've met like tons of people like that.
Some people just hit the genetic jackpot.
Right. I know. And I'm sitting here. I rolled like a 4. Right. It's rough. But I've, stereotypes definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely hit it. There's a D&D group that comes in every few weeks or so, and they play, you know, I don't charge anything.
Sure.
I didn't.
Tabletop.
Rest in peace. Sunny's Game Lounge. But yeah, they, you know, so these come in, these play sometimes, and it's like I hate to say it, like, and that would be like, yeah, those are the kind of people that play.
Yeah.
And it's going to be for me now because I'm actually in a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Right.
And it's fucking amazing. Right.
Yeah. But no,
I'm like, of course, those are the kind of people that play.
If you haven't played D&D, definitely do it. It's so much fun.
I always had a stigma about it. I was like, dude, that sounds nerdy. But then when I played it, I was like, dude, holy shit, this is amazing. Yeah. I could essentially do whatever I want, how I want it. And like, it's not only like a game of like that. It's like deception and wit and skills, thinking on your feet.
It's the best game because like you're dealing with, it's not like a computer that's just like, eh. Like,
right.
Eh, can't do that. It's like a human that's going, sure, I'll let you do that.
I think the only variable is if you had a good party. Mm-hmm. Like if you had a good person that runs the game well, you had other people that
are willing to
don't mess around, they don't like obviously I shoot the person that you're talking to,
right
and they're like okay, I mean if it's based in somewhat like a serious tone in terms of actually wanting to do it, it's great. But I've played before and with a few people, they're like they just don't take it seriously, and it kind of ruins it for like everyone too.
You remember Jordan Yates? We once tried to, this was a long time ago, but we like had a D&D campaign going with like Nick Tran. And
I played with Nick actually, this particular one.
Oh, okay. What? Yeah.
Gosh. And Connor Kennedy.
Okay. Yeah. And and Spartacus. And,
oh, yeah. Spartacus is in it too.
Yeah. I know.
you didn't invite me. I'm sorry.
Nathan Fiegel, no, it was fine. Nathan Fiegel and Kelly Beck and Sable and I. But then like we rolled Jordan a character, but like Fiegel was like, I don't know how I can deal with like Jordan, like just Jordan.
So he's sad. He's
what?
I think I know this story where where it was like something like he was like, I'm going to do something incredibly sexual to this one person. No, like Jordan, we were, you like, can't do
that. At a tavern. And he like basically tried to burn the place down. Like, you can, ridiculous. But, like, why?
I know, like, but why, though? Like, oh, yeah, I want to talk to this merchant. I punch him. What? I punch him, but I just want to, I punch him. Like, all right.
Roll it.
All right, now everyone's after
rolls
you.
A 20. Gosh, dang it. His God, head exploded.
That's why I swear my Connor Kennedy, he's our dungeon master. I swear to God, he lies to us about our roles. He's like, we just get put in the worst situations. And he's like, you passed. It wouldn't really, we like all rolled ones or whatever. It's like, hey, can we do it? Let me check. Yeah. You pass. It's fine. Just he's like, wow, you guys are the worst.
It's like, I don't want to have to roll you another character.
Cause I was in a really, kind of shorter campaign with a group of friends here, but we played a World of Darkness, which is like, it's like a more modern take.
D&D light.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a lot of fun, but it had like different things. And this was in person. This wasn't online, which we play now through Roll20. Mm. If you've ever heard of
it. No, I haven't.
God's gift to D&D. Oh my gosh. It's phenomenal. Cool. It's the best.
Like it's not just Skype, but it like has so
you
all
can,
your
you
stuff
can put
in
a
it.
Map. You can put characters, character list. Oh, there's a built-in sheet, your character sheet. So if you're like, okay, roll for dexterity, you just push the dexterity button and it rolls it for you.
Oh.
And it gets all your modifiers in there. It's phenomenal. It's so great.
That's real nice.
Shout out to Roll20, dude. But we had this in-person one. And after the entire thing, we just barely scraped by.
Yeah.
And he's like, usually I don't tell you this, but I pretty much lied on almost all of your rolls. You probably would have been dead in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, are you serious? He's like, I am not joking. He's like, my dice are so mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I try to get involved with the campaign that they had because... Once you get to the same people come over, you know, you get this rapport with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, their DM guy, I think he's just been playing too long. I've never met such, like, a pathological liar before. Like, he just comes up, and he just starts, like, stating off these things, like, they're facts in his life. He's like, yeah, one time I sat down in class, and this teacher slaps down a paper in front of me. He's like, here, take it. And then I ace it. And he's like, yeah. I was like, whoa, what was that test? She was like, oh, it was the ACT. So I got a perfect score on my ACT. I'm like, all right, cool, man. Likely story.
Yeah.
But like,
you actually have to like prepare for an ACT, you have like to, sign up.
Yeah, you have to sign up for it. What is this, dude? And then he was, and there was a fraction, there was like maybe like a 0.000% chance that it could be, or 1% chance that it could be true, right? So I was like, oh, neat, right? But the point where I found out where it was like absolute 100% truth is a lie, because that could happen only because I wasn't there, and there could be there's some connection, series of events where that could possibly happen, in the realm of reality.
Probability.
But this one, though, there's this convention that happens here called Super BitCon.
Yeah. I actually haven't been to Super BitCon yet, and I'd like to, but I'm not as I'm not as like retro game-y.
That makes sense. So. They had a lot of other stuff, but I'm just not a fan of the guy who
the fairgrounds
runs
like
it.
Flooded and shit this past time. So
oh really?
Yeah. Did you not hear about it?
No.
Like they shortened it because it was like hella run it like. Flooding on Super BitCon and like the fairgrounds.
Oh, that's
like,
right. Yeah, flooding, that's right. It was this,
and they had to.
That's right. I do
stop
remember
it.
Yeah, just a little bit. No, I'm just I don't agree with the person who runs it.
That's fine.
But other than that, there was a when I went there, they had these. It was like a VIP thing.
Yeah.
And their VIP pass was like an old NES cartridge with their little raccoon logo, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And it said Super BitCon. Mm-hmm. And he was showing me something on his phone, the same guy that was in my store, who's just a pathological liar. Mm-hmm. He's just like, hey, look, they're re-releasing these new Nintendo games. And I saw it, and it's the Super BitCon VIP passes. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure those are just a pass. And he's like, no. He's like, actually, crazy story. And then he goes off on this, like, 15-minute tangent about how this was an old game, and it was originally rated AO, like, adults only. But then they changed it from, like, T, and then now they have the permissions to re-release it. Dude, this is just a pass for a convention.
Right.
What are you? You must be the best dungeon master in the world. Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Yeah.
If you can't break out of it, but I was like, okay, all right, guy. Like, I need you to walk away from me right now, because I was like, what he? And he just talked and talked and just conjured up more lies.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, kind of like we said earlier, if common decency is stopping you from like getting out of a situation that you're clearly uncomfortable in, you should be like, no, you're a goddamn liar.
Right. Exactly. Even I'm a hypocrite, man. I wish I could follow that too, but
no, because like I feel like the same thing. Like Donald Trump could have been stopped a long time ago if someone had just been like, actually, no.
Yeah. dude, you're kind of an idiot. Who said that?
Me.
Boom. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa. This guy's balls. We all have balls. And then,
like,
you know, me too. Hashtag me too.
Here's like this massive list of lies that this person has said. And we're just going to tell them right to your face. Right to your face. You see this thing that you said this one day?
Right.
Lie.
Send them all.
Here's the.
I don't agree with them. Hashtag me too. Hashtag me too.
Not to minimize the sexual harassment.
I realize that's actually probably in poor taste. I apologize. But I mean, that'd be a big good use of it though too, to just really get just one person to start
the
ball rolling of, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be collectively for sexual assault, be it male or female. It could be all this shady shit that they do, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I lost my job because someone like freaking,
right,
yeah, sure,
absolutely. Call him out.
Yeah,
call him out. I guess my situation when I was there, that dude would buy a lot of stuff. So I was like, man, if I ward him off, if I call out his shit, he won't come back.
Fair enough, yeah.
I was like, I like your money more than, you know, it's worth more to me than listening to your conversation, because I can just be like, oh, I make an excuse and then I walk away and the rapport is still there. So it's kind of grimy, but I mean, you got to make money.
You're running a business.
You got to make money.
So how did it finally end?
So I have no problem talking about this
now.
So, but I got this position in Texas as a crime scene investigator, and it was going to be great. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend at the time, we basically worked there. Mm-hmm. It was just me and her. Mm-hmm. And like our relationship was somewhat rocky to that point, but yeah. that's because that in itself was putting a lot of stress on the relationship. Yeah, yeah. And like at one point we almost broke up before it opened. I was like, hey, listen, it's not an ultimatum, but I'm giving you a choice. Do you want to be involved in this project with me? Because I am going to do it, you know, regardless.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you'll, you know, if you do this, we'll spend more time together, but it will be more stressful or I'll make as much time as I possibly can. And you don't have any involvement in this. It'll just be me, which is, it's still fine. Like I didn't, you know, the respect for her and all that stuff was still exactly the same, no matter what she did.
Exactly.
And she was like, I want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So she helped me, you know, she did a lot. And at this point I was like, man, you know, she was a teacher, but it's like really sucks here. So we were going to move to Texas too, and she can get a job down there.
Yeah.
And she moved in with a friend of hers in Denton. Mm-hmm. And she left, I don't know, probably like 3 or 4 days before my store was supposed to close. Because I was like, all right, hey, everybody, I just got this job. I think I'm going to close down.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, that sucks. And I was like, I'm sorry, but this is my big dream thing.
Right, exactly.
Like, this is my passion.
You're
but
going to school here.
Yeah, but this is it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I got my dream job right out of college. Like, that's so amazing, yeah, right? Yeah. And so I was about to go, and it sucks because I sold everything, closed everything down. And then as soon as like the last day I closed, she wasn't there because she was in Texas moving all of her stuff because her lease was up, which is acceptable. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But she calls me like 2 days later while I was with my friend who painted all the stuff in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I was with him and he was painting the for lease sign for that space. She calls me saying, yeah, I don't think this is going to work out, blah, blah, this and that. I'm just going to stay up here. And I was like, oh, all right, I guess. and then I just kind of hung up and I was like, hey, guess what happened? And he's like, what? And I was like, she broke up with me. And he's like, oh, you want to go inside and play Rocket League? I was like, yeah. And so that's all we did. And so it kind of sucks because like that whole thing kind of, I closed all of it and stuff like that because I was like, okay, we can actually move in together and it would be really nice.
Yeah.
And that was also a really big driving factor for that. It was like really 50-50.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, I just don't want to be part of it anymore. And it's like, oh, well, now I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
So I declined the job and I stayed here.
Man.
Yeah, I know. That's rough. Not even like 2 weeks later, my friends held a roast for me. And they're like, oh man, dude, you lost your girl, you lost your job, you closed down your business, what else are you gonna do? And I was like, listen, man. No, it was great. It was one of the best days of my life. Yeah, it was so phenomenal. But that's the big reason it closed down.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of people ask me all the time, so you can open it back up, do you think you can open it back up? And I was like,
man,
my life is established at this point. I don't think I can. Maybe later on, where my life gets a little bit less chaotic.
Right, and you're kind of climbing the ranks anyways.
Exactly. Still, so. And I have more money, yeah. Right? Because I invested it all and it was...
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I was lucky enough to get some of it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I somewhat barely broke even, so it wasn't a big loss.
Yeah, but
it was still pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I can in the future, I would do it, but not anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
but was it worth it?
Oh yeah, 10 out of 10, dude, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I would even run it with the same girl, dude, for sure. I would do it all over again.
Yeah.
And this is gonna be like maybe this, if I can find a way to tie all the points that we talked about and sort of empathy, but this is gonna sound like really, really crazy, but. At the time when like she broke up with me, I was like, oh, okay. And we were dating for 4 years.
Yeah.
At this point, like I was like, oh man, that sucks. And I was only upset that it closed. I wasn't upset that we had broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, does that make me like a really cold and like empty person? And I had to really think about it. And I was like, yo, Sonny, why are you not feeling anything about that? Yeah. but you are about this. And I was like, yeah, what's going on here? Mm. So that was pretty, it's pretty interesting to see.
Well, I think maybe you also like kind of saw it coming the way that like,
it's pretty rocky. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's a good justification for it, I think.
Cause like you had been sort of at the breaking point even before it started. And so it's like,
so I kind of accepted it probably way earlier. You
accepted
on.
It like even through all the stress and like the working really long tournaments and stuff. And it's like, once it happens, you're like, yeah, I figured.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess I made amends for like an additional year, right?
Yeah.
it never got like, there was only one point where it escalated for me.
Mm.
And I've never been like a violent person or anything like that, but there was one point where, and this is so weird, and I remember discussing this with somebody else, but like if you're having a conversation with like somebody like you love or something like that, mm-hmm. in that retrospect, in a relationship, and you get into a fight or something mm-hmm. like that, for some reason we just aim to say the most hurtful shit to the other person for no other reason than we're mad. And this is the person that you like love and respect the most. Right. I don't know what it is about you, but like in some relationships that I've had, like they would be like, it would just be like a really mad, like angry mm-hmm. relationship. And they want to say something that would obviously like mm-hmm. upset you at that point. And it's like, why do we do that? Well, why do we do that?
Yeah.
And there was one point that happened where I got really upset and I just kind of like punched my wall.
Mm.
Like I was right next to it in my office and I just decked it. And then it was sheetrock. So I just punched right through it kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it, Sonny. Come on, dude. Get your act together. What is this? And I was like, oh, I got to leave the room. And so I leave the room. And so it's from like my main area. You go into the stream, the broadcasting mm-hmm. area, and then through that is my office.
Mm-hmm.
So I have people streaming in my office, right? Mm-hmm. In my stream room. And they're like, what's that noise? And I was like, I shut my door really hard. And I just went about my day. But I just always thought that's really peculiar. You're like, if you're just in some sort of argument, you're like, blah, 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 you did this. Well, you did this 2 weeks ago. Blah, 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 blah. And it's just something to rile the other person up. It's like, why do we do that? I love you more than anybody else. And we do this shit.
Sable and I have been together for 8 years.
My God. Nice.
And, like, I do try to be more zen about it. Or actually, like, God, I had an argument last night.
right. I mean, they happen, of course. Timely. And it's healthy, too.
So. But, like... I usually try to be like zen about it.
Sure.
And so it's like, sure, yes, maybe I'm upset or she's upset or something. But then at the same time, I do still have that like in the back of my mind is going like, she's right. Like,
right.
Come on, dude. And so like at some point, like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. And so I try to listen to that voice a little bit more whenever we are getting in discussions like that. And it's like, yeah, you do this all the time. And it's like, yeah, I do this.
But
all
it's
the
just
time.
Like, it's completely right. But it's like, it's upsetting. It's like, okay, I know I'm wrong, but just let me be upset. All right. Just let me let me get angry.
Yeah. I wrote a song. Okay,
I know
that.
I'm wrong. Just, I don't know how to deal with the situation right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just let me just talk loudly for like a second.
Mm-hmm. No,
you're right. You said nothing wrong. I'm just angry, right?
I wrote a song about that. It's called Right Now. So, so you can listen to it on my website. Plug, 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 plug.
Yeah. If I can go back to plugging, it's like, yeah, can you... my plug is going to be SantiagoRamones.com.
yeah. So what sort of like... Because, again, you sort of had like no... business experiences or whatever, like, do you think you could run a business?
Well, I mean, I know I've had like, let's say, secondhand business because my dad's a big business, so sure, I just like watched him and mm-hmm. and I never really took interest into like mm-hmm. entrepreneurship or anything like mm-hmm. that. But I think I still like absorbed it like passively.
Yeah.
Just by watching, but not really analyzing mm-hmm. or studying, but just by watching, like my dad would go up and he would just do some paperwork. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing like a sales report for the month. Oh, okay. And then I walk back and then like 3 years later, I was like, hey, I can do sales report. How do I know that? Where'd I get that from? Oh yeah. I saw my dad do it once. You know? It's just small things like that. But I think mostly just because my dad came from nothing and then he just like at this point we filed for bankruptcy at this point and then he just built all that up and they're so stable now and they're mm-hmm. living. It's amazing. So to see somebody do something like that with like almost like a middle school education from where he came from.
Basically. Yeah.
So he came from nothing and just skills.
Yeah.
Just like a skill set of like he can do electricity, plumbing and all that stuff. That's all he had. To come from nothing and to make it almost to everything. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Take that, Drake.
Right? Yeah. Start from the bottom. Now I'm here.
It was even better because like, it's legit. Like,
Yeah. He's not making billions of dollars, but I mean, he's living comfortably, I think. So. And then, he even has like trouble speaking English. He can... I hate to call out my dad, but like he can write English somewhat well, but there's still like letters. He's like, shit, how do I say this? Sonny, you snap at me or call me. He's like, hey, I'm doing this thing. How do I do this? And I'm like, I'll just email it to you. I'll just email it to mom and you can, he's like, all right, give it to me tomorrow. I was like, ah. So even now, he struggles like the most basic tasks, but he's conquered business.
Yeah, right. Somehow. I wonder like how like amazing in what amazing state the economy would be in if these like, I don't want to say like old farts because I'm talking about your dad, but like if these.
He is. I would agree.
If these old farts who are like trying to run businesses just like here is Google Docs. It's like a spreadsheet, but anyone can edit it.
Right.
And you can edit it from anywhere. That's how it works. They're like, what the hell? Like,
God's gift.
You mean I could just like do it from my phone or from my computer? Or he's like, yes, that it's pretty simple, actually.
Technology is so cool. Yeah. I also think it was much easier back in the day. To when he started all that stuff to create something like that than it is now.
Yeah. Well, fucking how much money does it cost to buy a building than to buy a building now?
There was always this, like a general theme in business currently that all the baby boomers, right? Like our parents and then kind of exceeding on, they had the money. So they established like they all owned houses and things like that. Mm. They all own like two cars apiece and kind of things like that. Now it's rough for like our generation or the newest generation to buy a home in their lifetime, like a full like family, like one family home, as opposed to living in like a 2-3 bedroom apartment or something like that. But homeowning is declining because it's just we're not able to do it like they did. We didn't have the benefits of the economy or the loopholes, I guess, that they patched, you know? So
that's also true. It's like, look, we're actually making so many profits off of this thing. And like the government just doesn't know about it.
Exactly.
We're just doing it.
Like I can't slide like 10 grand, you know, to the homeowner association. Right. Like, yeah, can I get a spot here? Now it's like, oh, I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah, exactly.
It's rough, dude. It's hard times.
Yeah, well, that's why you got to be like the big money. Like, it's not just 10 grand to the homeowners association. It's like buy a car for everyone in the homeowners association nowadays. So, like,
yeah, people say, like, oh, yeah, the millennials, dude, these damn millennials, they get things handed to them. I'll hand things out if I can get, like, a portion of it. Yeah, like, most people living, like, paycheck to paycheck, we've grown accustomed to that lifestyle and things like that.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, man, millennials suck.
Yeah. I looked at my bank account today, and I was like, that's lower than I thought it was.
That's always the worst feeling. It's like, I don't know. I was like, I wasn't expecting anything and I was still disappointed. So I feel a lot.
Well, there's It's a good meme phrase, but like it's really just, I don't know, probably just the phrase of our generation now. It's a disappointed but not surprised.
Yeah. that's pretty accurate. Yeah, generally.
Like like Louis C.K. like took off his clothes in front of like female comedians whenever he invited them. Right. Like, yeah, that sounds like him.
Yeah, disappointed but not surprised. He always talked about like jerking off and his stuff. So it's like, oh, what he really did? What he said he does?
Yeah, it's like,
shocker.
I mean, yeah, it's like, oh,
I understand. So it's somewhat wrong, right?
Right. But Republican Congress passed a bill that like it was 500 pages and they didn't even read. It's gonna destroy the middle class. It's like, well, I mean, yeah.
This guy jerked off in front of a girl. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Who cares about that? Right?
Well, yeah, but even with that, it's just like...
just the way it is.
It's like, nah, yeah, I mean, what do you expect nowadays? Like, we elected Donald Trump. Like, what did you expect, really? Yeah.
I always had this, like, small, like... I mean, to be fair, he hasn't been in office that long, so it... still could work, but I have this like sneaking like hope that like he actually turns out to be the best president America's ever had. And I was like, come on, Sonny, prove yourself right. Let's go, let's see it. And then every passing day and every passing tweet, I'm like, oh, we stray further from God.
Yeah. Every day we stray further from God's light.
Dot, sad. It's, dude, it's rough.
I know. Dot, sad. And then I actually have like a similar thought to that is I think it was like a Cracked or College Humor or something like that. Did like, what if it's all just a joke?
Right.
And it's like, I still just kind of hope that at some point it's
Ashton Kutcher's going to come out and he's like, oh, I got punked.
Yeah. And it's like, haha. Got him.
Millions of people are homeless and we're waging like 60 different wars.
Yeah, it's like we're a few months away from like actual nuclear holocaust. Haha. Got him.
America sure is great now.
Yeah. But even then, I would probably still be like, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Expect as much.
Yeah. What do you, yeah. Disappointed, but.
To be fair, we're still one of the best countries in the world in terms of.
No, I know. We're incredibly privileged.
Yeah. But yeah, for sure. Like I talk with a friend who lives in Turkey and I'm like, dude, he's like, yeah, dude, things were rough. There was some sort of like insurrection thing happening. And I was like.
Yeah, the other day there was a coup.
I was just getting mad because, like, I was stuck in traffic, and you're sitting here, I was like, dude, these damn people trying to take over my government. I'm trying to sleep, you know? It's like, what do I have to complain about? I have an orange man for president here. Yeah, like, exactly. That's what I have to complain about? My life is fine now.
What's that? Oh, it's just it's the Yeti that we have in the closet. He just bangs around every once in a while. He'll shut up in a few hours. It's fine.
So... It's weird, dude.
But I mean, we kind of have those things too.
Like, sure, that's true.
Like, yeah, it's like
the big ones.
We have non problems. It's like, oh no, I got stuck in traffic. Or like, oh no, my iPhone's being super slow. Maybe right? I should get an update or something.
Get the newest iPhone.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like, yeah, there is a Yeti in the closet, and we should probably do something about right. that.
No, it's cool. Sweep it under the rug like we did everything else.
It's
I just don't understand how much of a debt we have. Like, Germany lost two world wars, and they had to pay, like, their, like, repentance or whatever the things to all the countries. And they're fine. They're fine now. How do you lose two world wars and, like, have a perfect balanced economy?
Well, the thing is that they made up for it. They learned from their mistakes.
God damn.
And that, like, America has been just too prideful to even admit there's been a mistake. It's like, you know, we lost Vietnam. It's like, what?
No. We didn't lose Vietnam. It was a tie. Like, it was totally a tie.
Yeah. Stop those damn hippies. Call that a success. Right. Come on. So, I mean, Germany was able to go like, oh, Nazis are bad. We won't do that anymore. A swastika appears anywhere in Germany. We're like, no, just shut that down.
Yeah.
Get that the hell out of here. We're not censored. Doing that again. We're not. No more.
See,
but in here, it's like.
Yeah, we don't care.
It's like free speech.
Right.
Like they say they're Nazis, but are they like Nazis? I'm like, yeah, they're actually Nazis.
But like, are they? Like, you know, it's all this questionable stuff.
Yeah, it's like David Duke, like, supported things that Donald Trump said.
That's right. No, do you? No, but are they really?
It's like, I mean, he's not associated with David Duke, so it's not like.
But like, a lot of people can, you know, put the points together.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually kind of had like a thought somewhat recently, but I was like, I'm not saying this should happen and I'm not for it, but like, maybe the Nazis actually won, everything would be, you know, balanced. Maybe, you know.
Well, yeah, but you and I would be dead.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. I think if this is going to be the biggest hypothetical thing in the world. But I think if, and I'm, it's just a situation in just my opinion of thought process. So let's say like we just surrendered, right? Like the world, the entire world just kind of surrendered to Germany. They would need a lot of people to do a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Like, 'cause they run the world now. And I feel like I have a job in that world. And it won't be the best one, but I have some skills. So, okay, I can live it like an all right life, I think.
I think you'd be dead.
But there would be too much of the world.
No, like we're talking genocide. Like genocide.
Yeah, you're right. Just optimistic, okay?
Right, right. No, I know, but like,
no,
like
I'm not going to excuse the fact that
millions of people,
the Polish, the Jews, and Stalin kind of did his own with the Ukrainians and even Russians.
Yeah. It is easily forgotten that Stalin.
Yeah, he's also a piece of shit. Yeah,
so many people.
Pretty sure he killed more.
No, he did.
Yeah,
definitely.
Than Hitler for
like,
sure.
Like magnitudes more.
Right. So I was like, why do we just? I think Hitler just started it all. He just got the ball rolling.
Right, but he did it in like a socially atrocious way.
That makes sense. Yeah,
it's like,
and to the point where it just garnered so much attention that Stalin was like, why does he get the attention? I've been killing people for years.
Yeah,
it's what like, is this?
Yeah. It's, the difference is that Stalin was killing like anyone.
Yeah, his own family.
Yeah, yeah. Hitler was like Jews, black people, gay people. Yeah, screw these people specifically.
Blue haired blonde men. Nah, right, dude, you're done.
Blue haired blonde eyed men. Yes, you just said that backwards.
Oh, shit. I was like, what? What are you talking? Santiago sounds too. Oh, that's what I said. Blue haired. I don't know, man. That looked pretty good.
Blonde eyes. That'd be kind of terrifying.
That would be.
But yeah, Stalin was just like, anyone.
Yeah.
You oppose me, you're dead. That's fine.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of paranoid. Did you talk back to me? I know you didn't, but I think you did, so you're dead.
Gulag.
Gulag. Did you just seize my direction?
Gulag.
Right? Did you look at me? Gulag.
Yeah.
Anybody, dude. He's like the Oprah Winfrey of sending people. Yeah, to the gulag. You go to the gulag. You go to the gulag. Everyone.
Yeah. And something I don't understand, like nowadays, people are getting pretty like socialist. People are supporting socialism nowadays. And like it, in the same way that the alt-right kind of became like, haha, Nazis, but like not really.
Right.
But like then the people like seeped in that were actually Nazis. And like, haha, Nazis.
They're
and
like, all right.
Wait.
Is this real? Is this
a
joke?
Is this a joke or a... Oh, no. Because I think there was a story about a guy who was like trying to be the ultimate troll at the Charlottesville thing.
Oh, okay.
And then whenever he showed up and there was actual Nazis, he was like, oh, I'm going to just leave. Yeah, I do not want to be a part of this.
Yeah, that's what like. That's the moment it becomes real and you're like, oh, shit, I've made a big mistake.
Yeah, yeah. But like in the... counter to that, there's people that are that I follow a meme page. I follow a lot of meme pages. Sassy socialist memes. And like some of them are like, haha, capitalism sucks.
Yeah.
Obviously. And here's the evidence. And it's like, oh yeah, that's funny. And then there's others like, haha, send someone to the gulag. And like, there's a really big disconnect between like, there's no sustainable like moral conception under capitalism or whatever, right. The phrase is. And then there's like, send people to the gulag. It's like, no, it's right. A clear delineation between what actual socialism and communism is about and the, you know.
I think the big socialism wave kind of came in when Barack Obama. That sort of notion where it's like some of his views could be seen as like a socialism and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then like, because that was... that's when like I was old enough to start voting and stuff like that, so like our generation kind of thing. Sure. That's where all these like new wave commies are kind of thing, so like, okay, yeah, I agree with them.
Yeah. And then Bernie just, Sanders,
like, yeah, and the yeah, with the except yeah with the boost of Bernie Sanders and all his views and stuff like that as well, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna reinforce this thing.
Yeah, it's like socialism, like
is it cool now, is that what is yeah, that yeah. what kids are doing and then these the days
people who are like, yeah, gulags, right?
Yeah. Let me get my Karl Marx's, let me get all these works. Please let me put that in my house.
Yeah. And now we have like the anti-fascists that are like
the communist manifestos and all that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I mean, like Antifa is like shitty people. That you shouldn't assault people in clear daylight, right. Even if they're Nazis. Like exactly. That's assault. Like right. Come on. but we're skirting fine lines here. Yeah. And America likes to take things, geez, put the plural in the right place, to their extreme. And so, oh, we want some socialism. And it's like, not all so it. Gulags?
Yeah. Like, no.
Some socialism, geez. It's like, right. We want some conservatism. Nazis. Some conservatism, come on.
Yeah, we're really good at, like, we're an on-off switch, right? Yeah, we're not a dial. So we have the left and the right. You know, there's no middle at this point kind of thing. Or there's no middle that has a voice, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, oh, look, I take sides. I post the Washington Post. I have one article, you know, that never gets read and gets blurred down by all the other news.
But also... fuck the guy who's like, both sides are like right though. Like, both are right in their own way. It's like, shut up, dude. No, they're not.
Maybe a little white flag somewhere else, dude. It's not France. Get out of here, dude.
And he's like, maybe the Nazis aren't all bad. Maybe the gulags aren't all that bad. It's like, shut up, dude. You're the damn sheep that's gonna kill us all.
Right. God. Like, yeah, I mean, sure, like I don't want Nazis in power, but I also don't want to like give my rations to like the neighboring farmers, you know.
Right
But it's like, yeah, no, but you know, some of their points are right and some of their points, but yeah, you know, I that's kind of true. I you know, some points, right.
Yes, there are general some like
national points of how the world, you know, or how America should be run are right, and then everything else is wrong. And then, okay, maybe 2 or 3 points on this side is right. And then everything else is grossly wrong. But to be a Republican, you have to accept all of it, is what I feel like is what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And so even though you're like, I'm for like Planned Parenthood, I'm for abortion, but I registered Republican, so fuck them. Yeah, right, yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, but you could do both, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just lean a little.
It's right? If you're not involved, it's so easy. Like, if it's all right to ask, do you have like a preference? Are you registered as like a Republican or Democrat?
I can't vote. I'm on. But that's a different
story. Whatever. For that, like, I think I'm registered Democrat just because when I voted. But they're pissing me off sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
But both sides are, right? But, like, if I feel like the other guy is right, I'd vote for him. I'd vote for the Republican side. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's actually better to register as third party, because you can vote both ways in primaries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Neat. But it's just in that sense where, like, people are so, like, they have this kind of clan culture with parties. And it's unreal to see. It's like, you're just shutting down all these different perspectives just because your party tells you so. And and I feel that's completely wrong. Both sides are doing that, and it's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah.
Burn all to the ground.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, what?
Anarchy. Yeah. Fuck the government. Fuck the system.
Yeah.
The man is wrong.
Yeah. If the NSA wasn't watching me now, like, they will be.
Never mind. Didn't we have all the conversations at UCO? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
From the TV.
About the, and the heart C4
the
thing.
The heart C4 homeless ring.
Yeah,
dude.
The shotgun necklace thing.
Yeah. It was all hypothetical, I swear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were like, yeah, there are definitely recording devices in this TV that we're right next to. We're going to get a knock on the door anytime this week.
Sure. But I trust that the NSA knows that I won't do anything.
Yeah, me too. Also, because I'm registered in a lot of that stuff. Right? Right. Start just talking about different electrical components of every building. Like, you just go home.
I didn't mean that toaster.
You just go home out loud. You just don't know. You're like, man, it really feels nice to be American. You're just like, oh, I just slowly. No, I think NSA is pretty cool overall.
Yeah. Although, like, not just the NSA, but everything is listening. Like, this is anecdotal evidence, but this guy, just to test it, out of, you know, to see, never having any prior conversation about this before, but he puts his phone on his table, not recording or anything, and for a while starts talking to his wife about getting a cat. Oh, we want to get a cat. He's not actually going to get a cat. Starts talking about getting a cat. Facebook starts giving him ads for cat food.
Yo. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're listening. Yeah. In the same way, like the
Facebook's like gonna suggest a lot of weird shit for me now.
Right.
You wanna buy a 55-gallon of lube? What? It's like, Facebook, you heard that? That's interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, I keep telling Facebook to like go away. Like it keeps suggesting stuff on the Facebook marketplace. I bought a TV from Coley, you know, Coley, John Barrett.
Yeah. How's he doing, dude? I haven't seen him forever.
It's great. Saw him last night, actually. We went and saw Justice League. It was bad.
Oh, yeah. It's like one big circle, right?
Yeah.
So it wraps it all up.
Yeah. But I bought a TV from him, and now like Facebook won't stop suggesting TVs.
It's like I already bought one. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Amazon does that too. Like, I'd go there and I'd buy like one thing, right? Like, I want to buy like a turtleneck. So yeah, I buy one. Like, it's like, here's 60 other different ones. And it's like, I have what I want.
Yeah. I bought a thing once. Right. That doesn't mean I'm an aficionado of turtlenecks. Come on.
I bought a computer. Here's 30 other computers. Like, I spent my life savings on this one. How could I buy another one?
I got my computer. It's fine.
Suggested items you may like.
Right. No. Or you search for one thing once.
Yeah.
It's just like once. If a friend goes like, how much do you think a strap-on dildo is? It's like, I don't know. Search that on Amazon. Ha, 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 ha. And then
now you're
getting all those suggestions.
Your girlfriend's like, how much would it be to order some ring? You're like, huh? And then you like open up Amazon. It's like right there, suggested items. And you're like, listen, it's going to sound crazy.
I was joking around with a friend.
That's what they all say.
Like whenever you, you text your crush and you go, I totally am into you. You want to go on a date sometime? And it's like, no. ha, ha, my friend took my phone. Ha, ha, that was my friend, not me. He was totally being a jokester joke. Ha,
unless you're serious.
Unless
you really want to, yeah. Like, ha, 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 smiley face, eggplant emoji.
Anyways, we've successfully derailed this conversation.
I think we've covered every single topic that existed. It's kind of impressive.
Well, cool, yeah. This is what happens. This is a good old bit depth conversation.
So what happens when you don't have any like sort of structure? It just kind of
last thing, which kind of takes a little bit of time in and of itself, but sure. We're already here. instead of asking what advice do you have, I ask what's something that you've been watching or playing or listening to that you're really into and you think maybe other people should know about?
I feel like watching and playing is done a lot, but I kind of want to start if we cover all three.
Yeah, can we? Okay. Yeah.
The biggest thing is like this probably happened like a year ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it happened, but my musical taste was pretty odd from the get go. Like, I remember like the earliest things I ever used to listen to, and this is the weirdest thing. I used to listen like Nas and the Wu-Tang Clan. That was like my first music, right?
Nice.
Like I've heard some stuff on the radio back in the day.
It was like a good start.
But then like really like the rap game, right? When it came out in the 90s and stuff. And then there was like this pivot from that to Slipknot and those kind of bands.
Yeah. We talked about that earlier.
Right. And so like these really heavy metal bands, and I don't know where the shift came from, but it just happened.
Yeah.
And so, and then from that mellowed out to more bigger audience, like alternative rock, rock and roll, like System of Down. And then it broadened and a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then
Didn't
listened.
Did I go to like a Tool concert with you?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah. I think we went to Tool and then I listened to Daft Punk for the first time.
Oh yeah.
And then because of Daft Punk, like the branching of my musical taste separated in 50 different branches. Mm-hmm. And that's why I consider like Daft Punk probably my favorite band of all time. Mm-hmm. Only because like not only is their music great, but because it led me to listen to different type of music. Yeah. And so it's like a staple into my like music history. And so from that, kind of like electronic music as well as like classical jazz music somehow. And like band
some
help.
Like funk or
whatever. just groovy tunes that weren't like technical skill on the guitar, drum, or like rap lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Because I guess these are like sung as opposed to raps somewhat spoken.
Yeah.
And so there's something I remember, and it was this great branch. And then now this happened like a year ago. I don't know how to describe it, but like I tell people when I talk about these particular bands, I was like, think of like high class prostitute ambient music. I was like, I know that's super specific, but there's like a few bands that I'm like listening to that like fit the mold, and like Marian Hill, there's a band called Kaleida. That's probably my favorite band right now. And most of these people are just like duos. There's just two people and it's like really slow synth wave kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then really like flowy melodical lyrics. And then like, that's my jam right now.
Yeah.
And like, I try to go back and I listen to like my old, like Sum 41, you know, hit up the classics back in the day. Cause my music library, through Amazon, they have their Amazon thing. And I have like 9,000 songs on the cloud because of all everything I've ever listened to. And so great. And so I'd shuffle through it from time to time. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to listen to this. I want to listen to my, like my Kaleida, my super chill, what you would hear in like the highest class of brothels, you know, kind of thing. And so like, that's where my musical taste is right now. And it's super weird, but I highly recommend like Marian Hill as a band or like Kaleida.
How do you spell Kaleida?
K-L, that's immediately wrong. K-A-L-E. I-D-A, I think.
Okay. Kaleida. whatever.
Yeah. Well, I always pronounce it like Caladia, but there's these two. I think they're both English. So they always play like these free shows in London. I was like, man, if only I lived there, I'd love to see it. Because everything I've heard is like fantastic. And Marian Hill is getting a little bit popular because of, they had this song called Down that was featured on this Apple headphones commercial thing.
Yeah, well, as soon as that happens.
Like, right, yeah. So everyone's like, oh my God, that's so great. So, but all their other music is good. Not to sound hipster, but I listened to them before they became popular. Okay. Just like Chaos, which was a band called Smoosh before. And I listened to all their stuff. And then they had this song called Do You Feel It that showed up at Rick and Morty. On Rick and Morty, and it launched a super success because of that.
Yeah, I haven't watched the new season of Rick and Morty because the fans piss me off.
I agree, but also the new season is really good.
Yeah, I'll probably do that then.
you know the episode with Unity in season two, the song at the end where he like tries to kill himself. That's the song.
Yeah,
that's the band. And so like if you can kind of like how that sounds, that's the kind of sound that I'm into right now. And it's weird, but and I was like, man, it's my jam, dude.
It's also the same reason I haven't played Undertale. Because like,
that's reasonable. It's a phenomenal game, but yes,
yeah, the weird. I mean, again, I go to anime conventions.
Yeah, so people are the worst.
Yeah. I'm amazed. Like, I still really enjoy Steven Universe because the fans are complete trash.
I think, like, there's, like, notable fan bases for everything. So there's, like, there's, like, the Minecraft fan, you know, the children, the autistic screeching, you know, those kind of, that kind of mentality. And then there's, like, I think that's the same age group or people that do like the whole Five Nights at Freddy's thing. If you've seen that, that's so unreal. It so blew like up.
Our cosplay group, Solstice Cosplay, we did a Five Nights at Freddy's skit at Tokyo and Tulsa. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. And we've been like winning the next, like, we've won 3 years in a row now.
Nice.
But like, that first skit now, in fact, I'm going to pull it up on YouTube because I'm not sure at how many views it is now.
Nice.
But like the other two are like 140, 80 views. And it's just like, oh, okay, thanks. Like, good to know that the hype works the same way, I guess.
Right.
But like, yeah, we've got some like crazed I don't know, Five Nights at Freddy's
the fans, I
yeah
guess.
Yeah,
like, oh hey Timmy, did you see this Five Nights at Freddy's skit? Oh my God,
yeah, yeah. Nah, the comments are so
just like cancerous.
Yeah, okay, so it's at 5.1 million views.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't.
Okay, I was thinking like thousands. I was like, all right, oh my God.
No, it did 5.1 million views. I don't understand.
What the hell? I mean, congrats, I guess, on having a 5.4 million views video. But is that really a win, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like if you get like 10 million views on a video that you took of like your dog pooping, like, right? Did you really win?
Right. It's like, did I earn this?
Like, I'm not equating the time and effort that we put into that skit to a dog pooping because we did put a lot of time and effort.
No, I'm sure it's great. That's the reason why it has so many. I'm just, it's like, wow. If it was just objective and you did the same exact thing with the same exact talent, but like, let's say like original or something a little bit more obscure, that wouldn't be there only because that there's that dedicated fan base not there.
Well, yeah. Well, the next year we did Attack on Titan. Have you ever watched Attack on Titan?
Yeah, absolutely.
And like,
I'm weaving out. It was a lot of fun. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm weaving out right now.
Yeah.
I've discovered Crunchyroll.
Oh yeah. Okay, back on the, because it's usually my last question, and I'll try to wrap it
up. Yeah. So that was the music thing. And then movies. I've been the biggest movie buff.
Right.
On my life.
Yeah. Favorite movie lately?
Yeah, dude, that's tough. give me a genre, I guess. I don't know, dude. I watched too many, man.
Right, right. What did you, what was your favorite movie in the past month?
Ooh. Ooh.
Said you enjoyed Ragnarok, but I don't know.
I really like enjoyed the Ragnarok, but I did see, well, I watched this movie way before when it.
Blade Runner was really.
I'm about to break some hearts, but I hate Blade Runner.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Whoa.
We can do that later. We can get that later. You can start ragging on me later. Right now we're talking about good movies. Okay?
Right.
So, okay. But probably like 6 or 7 months ago, a movie came at the Oklahoma Arts Museum called Christine.
Mm.
And I watched it and I thought it was great, but it just released on Netflix recently. Mm-hmm. And it's about Christine Chubbuck, who was a news anchor. And it's like a kind of like a biopic or whatever. So it's somewhat true, but you know, it's been exaggerated a little bit, but it's about her life and like, it's somewhat chaotic and she has like this kind of like dissociative disorder. And so she's really depressed and all these things. And then it's about her story, who's a real person. Mm-hmm. And she gets pushed by her media, team or whatever her news is station. You need to find more, you know, more raw and bloody stories to follow because your slice of life, your person of interest stories aren't getting the viewership that the station needs. So you want more bloody, gritty leading news like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this whole process through that, it gets to her and then it gets to the point where she buys a gun and she brings it to the studio and she says, and I wish I can, what the line was, like the exact quote, but she actually said, she's like, okay, now for like a WPSN first, you know, to keep in with our latest topics of bloody and gritty news, we're going to show you a new first, an on-air attempted suicide. And then she shoots herself live on television. And this really happened in like 1974 or something like that.
Wow.
And so it was the whole story about that. And I thought that was phenomenal. It was phenomenally well done. The casting was great. Mm-hmm. And the story was so gripping. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of a slow burner because I knew the story. Yeah. And so I knew what happened. And so they told it in a really emotional, yet like not that many like words, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a narrative. Mm-hmm. There's so much. It kind of shows, doesn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. Yeah. I was so blown away. Yeah, yeah. And I watched it again and I was still amazed.
Cool. Christine, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, Christine.
Nice.
It was phenomenal. And then I also watched Raw, which is also on Netflix. I watched that like day before yesterday. And that was about a girl who becomes a cannibal.
Okay.
Yeah. That was pretty great too. But I've never said what the fuck so many times. Well, that's not true. I watched Mother. So that movie was a trip. Darren Aronofsky, that guy can make some weird movies. I highly recommend that movie.
Though, yeah.
Because I watched it with my brother and I was just sitting here just with my hands in my hair. Just what's going on? And I've never physically like spurted out in a theater before. Yeah. But I was like, what the fuck? What is going on?
Yeah. Speaking of things.
Highly recommend
it. Fuck. Have you played Doki Doki Literature Club? I know that sounds like the absolute worst weeb trash.
Is that the 8 in the logo? They put the 8 and it's like D and then there's the 8.
Why are you thinking of the logo though?
I think I know what it is. Was it like those like trashy dating simulator things?
No, it's a free visual novel with a twist. And I can't say what the twist is. Because, like, it is so, so, like, it fucked me up. Like, I didn't, like, cry or anything. But, like, it's Coco. Coco did fuck me up. I cried twice. The new Pixar movie.
The new Pixar.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I guess it's great.
Yeah. Fucked me up. Sable and I, like, we're sobbing in the theater. It was great.
Nice. I like movies that make me cry.
Yeah.
It did its job.
Yeah, yeah. but, yeah, Doki Doki Literature Club. It's for the first act, it plays, like, a trashy anime visual novel, like dating sim sort of thing. And it's just like all of the tropes that are gross, just so dude. Like, oh, we're so like, it's cute.
I girls like him, but I can't, I can never tell him for some right reason.
And it's like, you're this guy who watches anime and manga, and like, you get tricked, not tricked, but like sort of nudged into joining a literature club right by your like childhood best friend, who's this cute girl. And then this literature club is like three other cute girls that
so far so good.
Yeah. And so like you write poems to try and impress like the girl that you're trying to romance.
Nice, dude.
And then something happens. And that's all I can
don't
say.
Don't make
about
me play
that
this game. Oh, I gotta play it and deal with this weeb trash, and then yeah, it's gonna be like, God damn it, Santiago, now I'm invested at this point.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's gonna show up on my Discord Sonny is playing
Doki Literature Club.
I'm like, fucking. I'm like, no, don't judge me.
No, it's. And that's what you're gonna have to do. You're like, don't judge me. Like, it's super good. And this what, like, I had to.
I have my guilty pleasures. It's fair. Yeah. I understand.
I had to tell Sable that too. It's like, all right, look, I'm downloading this game. It's called Doki Doki Literature Club. I know what it looks like and sounds like and everything about it. I've been told that it's not what it seems. Trust me on that, I guess.
Try it. Just try it. What's the worst that can happen? Oh, I didn't enjoy it, you know? So I feel you.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's the only thing that I have. Because every time that I do this, I like keep saying the same thing. Because I also answer the question. It's like, it's still clipping. It's still... Nerd Writer and Wisecrack on YouTube. So like I've been listening to and watching the same things. It's all the same.
you gotta check out Lessons from a Lessons from a Screenplay.
Yeah.
And then every frame of painting.
Yeah.
It sucks though, because every frame of painting kind of stopped. Because like the last thing you posted was like a year ago or something like that. And, that was the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was legendary.
Yeah.
Because that dude was in the game though. So he would edit for big companies.
Oh yeah.
And then Lessons from a Screenplay recently just did a Blade Runner one.
On 2049?
Yeah, the newest one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Nice. I guess if you're into that fucking movie, you can watch it.
Yeah. All right. This podcast has gone on long enough. I'm Santiago Ramones.
I'm Seti Simon.
This has been Bit Def. you can find all the things that I do. You're going to play anything?
No.
Okay. Well, cool. You have like a Twitter or Instagram or something? I don't know.
I mean, I have it, but there's no point, you know? I don't need you guys. No, I'm kidding. Just like, if you can just donate to my address, that'd be great, dude.
My PayPal.
Right.
Well, you could donate to me because I have a Bandcamp with a pay what you want. And so I have a literal virtual tip jar, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you can go to my website, SantiagoRamones.com, find my music, listen to it, pay for it, or not pay for it, just listen to it. I should do this more. You can leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. It's like fairly simple if you're using the app, and like from everything that I've heard, like it helps a lot. And people listen to this. I just don't know who. And it'd be nice if you could let me know. SantiagoRamones.com. And every podcast, my three things, they shape my life philosophy. Those three things are love never fails. It's going to be okay. I might be wrong.